From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry calls missile sanctions illegitimate. A spokesman says Iran will respond to U.S. sanctions by bolstering its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. Iran drew condemnation from Western nations for two ballistic missile tests late last year, which were said to have violated UN Security Council resolutions. Iran defended the tests as a matter of national security. Iran will increase its daily oil production by 20% now that sanctions related to the country's nuclear program have been lifted. An oil industry official says Iran will add 500,000 barrels a day to its current production of 2.8 million barrels a day. One of the Americans freed by Iran arrived home late Sunday. Matthew Trevick landed in Boston Sunday. He had been held for more than a month in Iran for reasons that are not clear. Several other released prisoners are in Germany receiving medical treatment at a U.S. military hospital. Moroccan officials say they have arrested a Belgian suspect linked to the terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris last November. Morocco's Interior Ministry said the man was arrested Monday near Casablanca and that he had direct links with some of the Paris attackers. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials say they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartment the Americans were in as suspicious. The Washington Post quotes a resident as describing it as a brothel that is subject to frequent raids by Shiite militiamen. This is VOA News. British lawmakers debated Monday a petition signed by more than 500,000 people seeking to ban U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from Britain. Trump prompted outrage in Britain by calling for a temporary ban on all Muslims entering the United States. He proposed the ban after a mass shooting by two Muslims killed 14 people in California. Tulip Sadiq is a Labour Party member of Parliament.
This online petition, signed by nearly 600,000 people, shows that when people feel a sense of justice, when people feel that we need to stop a poisonous, corrosive man from entering our country, they will act in good conscience.
In the past, people have been banned from entering Britain for fostering hatred that might provoke inter-community violence. British Prime Minister David Cameron has attacked what he calls a passive tolerance in Britain's Muslim communities for segregation and discrimination against women. He said a poor grasp of the English language leaves Muslim women more susceptible to extremist rhetoric. Mr. Cameron proposed almost $30 million for funding English language classes for Muslim women. He also suggested some migrants could be deported for failure to speak the language. A Cameron essay published Monday in the Times newspaper drew immediate fire from critics. Afghanistan on Monday hosted a meeting of delegates from the United States, China, and Pakistan on how to initiate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban representatives. A joint statement issued in a meeting in Kabul said the group made progress on a roadmap toward peace talks with Taliban groups. The four-nation contact group has agreed to hold its next meeting in Islamabad, February 6th. Israeli officials say a female Palestinian attacker stabbed and wounded a pregnant Israeli woman before being shot. The attack took place Monday at the Tekoa settlement in the West Bank. A spokeswoman for a Jerusalem hospital said the 5 months pregnant victim was moderately wounded after being stabbed in the upper body. French President François Hollande announced a $2.2 billion job creation scheme Monday as he is seeking to save his 2017 re-election chances. Rising unemployment has dogged Hollande throughout his presidency. He had promised voters to put the jobless rate on a convincingly downward path, which he set as a precondition for running in the next presidential election. A Russian parliament committee has rejected a bill that would have levied fines or exacted jail terms for those found guilty of non-heterosexual public displays of affection. The law had been proposed by Communist Party members of the legislature. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.